and deliver me from evil. Matthew 6:13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Spiritual tests are not like school tests to see if I can get the answer right, but they're more like the tests of refining that silver goes through when it's being rid of impurities. The spiritual tests the Lord has taken me through have been turning points in my life and have without exception turned my heart more fully to the Lord. But in every case, I needed to be delivered from evil. And if I pray that I won't be led into situations that I'll see too late are simply traps of the devil, I'll find that I can live more consistently in the victory Jesus promises rather than in that constant cycle I used to follow of sin, repent, try harder, sin, repent, try harder. Again, this is a matter of faith. I imagine Abraham coming into the land of Canaan, seeing those huge fortified cities and thinking, "This is the land God has promised me?" He was short on faith, even to the point that he would take someone who wasn't his wife to help him bear the son God had promised. It didn't work. But after Isaac, the promised son, was born, Abraham lived 75 more years. This was 75 years that we don't hear a lot about in the Bible, but it was 75 years of Abraham continuing to grow in his faith. By the end of it, his faith was so strong, he was able to see to the end of the entire Old Covenant and look right to the New Covenant, which was the ultimate fulfillment of the Abrahamic promise. He was looking by then for that heavenly city, as Hebrews 11:8 through 10 tells us. Of course, that means that all those huge fortified cities he saw around him, which he personally never inherited, by the way, he saw to be cities without foundation. He saw that only a city built and made by God would have a true foundation, because the only true foundation is an eternal one.